We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kilei Behema, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Beis. We're on the Super Beis program today, even though today is Aleph. It's Aleph Shvat, Rosh Chodesh, special day. Shem should help, it should be a new beginning for all of us, of good news. There are many people that say that the word Shavat makes up the first letters, Shenishma, or Shenizke, Besuras Tovas. We should hear good news from everybody. Okay, we started this halacha in the previous year. It's based on chapter 11 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which deals with many topics, among them the topic of Tikkun HaBris, purity in relationships between men and women. And Rav Nosson Zal is relating that also to the law of Kilayim, where not when it came to vegetation, when Hashem issued the command for the vegetation to come forth, Hashem added the word leminehem, each one to their own species. That different species of plants should not mix together. Each one should come out separately, individualistically. So too, Lahavdil, when it comes to animals, there's a law in the Torah, and this is what we're dealing with right now, the law of Kilei Behema, that a Jew is permitted to work with animals, to deal with animals. However, when you're working with animals, one species at a time, cannot mix donkey and ox, or any two species together, to do any kind of work for you. And lahavdil, when we're dealing with human beings, one of the main issues in Tikkun HaBris is this understanding, again, leminehem, that humans stick to humans, Jews stick to Jews, and a Jew sticks to his own wife, period, exclamation point. Is limiting oneself to staying within one's own boundary. That's the major definition of Tikkun HaBris. Purity, knowing that that there's a big, big world out there. There's 70 nations. There's millions of women. The Jews are restricted. The Torah teaches us to stick only to our own. And within our own, to look for a religious woman, to look to live by the laws of religion, which mean, again, a person limiting oneself to one's own wife, both in action, in thought, and in speech even. The Torah tells us a Jew is not permitted, not supposed to be thinking about other women, and a Jew is supposed to limit themselves tremendously when it comes to talking to other women, etc. This is the introduction that Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal spoke about here so far, and let's pick up from here.